Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Hey, next on the T Nation, thanks for tuning in to this segment of the show featuring Hall of Fame golf course designer Reese Jones. Reese has become a wonderful friend over the last couple of years, someone who has become very special to me. He is back doing great work up at Macklemore. He and Bill Bergen are designing a course together called The Outpost. We'll hear about that in this segment. Plus, we go around the country to some of the great golf courses that he is either designed solely, he's collaborated with others, or he has renovated. You're going to hear about some fantastic ones in this segment. He is a wonderful guy who continues to do great things. You'll hear why I appreciate him so much. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this segment of the show. I want to start out tonight by reminding you about our friends at the Macklemore, which is a private resort located just south of Chattanooga, high atop Lookout Mountain, Georgia. It's a casual 2-hour drive from Atlanta, Nashville, and Birmingham. The existing Highlands course is now ranked in the top 100 courses you can play in the United States by Golf Digest. The 18th hole, as a matter of fact, is ranked in the top 10 finishing holes in the world. A second course, the Outpost, is now under construction, which will open summer of 2024. The Outpost is another Bill Bergen, Reese Jones design and features a 1.5 miles of dramatic cliff edge, with every inch of that edge filled with a golf hole. A world-class hotel, Cloudland Lookout Mountain Curio Collection by Hilton, will open spring of 2024. Both the course and the hotel have incredible views into historic Macklemore Cove, 1,200 feet below. You gotta see it to believe it, folks. Stay, dine, and play golf above the clouds at Macklemore. Go online to Macklemore.com to book your stay and play package today. Now let's talk grips. I want to tell you about Lampkin grips. Every shot, as you know, has its own unique feel. The trick? Feel comfortable with each one. And comfort is built into the very DNA of Sonar Plus Black Grips. Composed of their Genesis material that provides supreme comfort and durability, with their fingerprint technology, creates a strong connection and unforgettable touch. The game changes from shot to shot. The feel on your hand shouldn't. Lampkin. Feel is everything. I also want to remind you about the all-new Stealth 2 driver from TaylorMade. If there's one thing we know golfers want from a driver, it's distance. But there's actually two things we all want. Distance, and let's not forget, forgiveness. That's why TaylorMade designed the Stealth 2 driver with even more carbon for even more forgiveness. To learn more about the new Stealth 2 driver from TaylorMade, visit them online at TaylorMadeGolf.com. Okay, now back and next on the tee with me and making his sixth appearance on the show is Hall of Fame course designer Reese Jones. You guys hear me bragging about what a great course the Macklemore is every week. That's one of Reese's co-designs with our good friend Bill Bergen. They're now working on a second course up there called the Outpost, which is scheduled to open in spring of next year. But let me remind you about Reese's background. He's from Montclair, New Jersey. And he comes from undoubtedly the most talented golf design course family ever. His father is legendary golf course designer Robert Trent Jones, and both Reese and his brother, Robert Trent Jones Jr., have done outstanding course designs plus course renovation projects all over the world. Reese graduated from Yale and did his graduate studies at Harvard. In 1974, he founded his own design firm, Reese Jones Incorporated. He has designed or redesigned over 225 golf courses, including remodeling 7 U.S. Open sites, 8 PGA Championship courses, 5 Ryder Cup courses, 2 Walker Cup venues, and 1 President's Cup site. Locally, he has redesigned East Lake Golf Club, the site of the Tour Championship, and Bobby Jones' home course. You can also see his work at great courses like Torrey Pines, Cog Hill, Oakland Hills, Pinehurst No. 7, and several others that we're going to be talking about tonight. He's won numerous awards, including the 2013 Donald Ross Award from the American Society of Golf Course Architects. He was inducted into the New Jersey Sports Writers Association Hall of Fame in 2012 and the Northern California Golf Association Hall of Fame in 2015. He was Golf World Magazine's 1995 Golf Architect of the Year and given the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America's Old Tom Morris Award in 2004. And I am deeply honored that I get the privilege of having him back with me again tonight here on Next on the Tee. Good evening, Reese. Thanks for coming back on the show.
It's great to be with you again.
Reese, I want to start by getting an update on the new course that you're working on with Bill Bergen up there at Macklemore. It's called The Outpost. How's construction coming?
Well, it's one of the most fantastic pieces of property you'll ever see in the game of golf. I mean, it's just made for golf. Bill and I were there going over the project with Scott Beasy and Clyde Hall of Southeastern Golf last week. It's evolving slowly, which all great golf courses really get done in the proper pace of play, pace of construction. And it's really going to be one of the special golf courses in the world.
And Reese, on the Macklemore.com site, you're quoted as saying this course could host a major. And Macklemore really is a breathtaking piece of property. And I know the Outpost is going to take that up another level. Do you think once that course matures a little bit, we could see a tournament played there someday?
Well, it's major worthy. And it depends on, whether or not we can get one of the golf associations to come visit. I think once they see it, they'll know that it really is major worthy. It's got a big city near Chattanooga. The hotel is going to be spectacular that Dwayne Horton is creating. And so it has all the elements to host a major championship, as well as a golf course that really will suit the players' needs and can have the length. You don't have to trick it up. It's going to play pretty much as designed for everybody for a major championship. So, I think it could. I think Charlie Reimer's been very helpful with us. He's very influential with Dwayne Horton and Ivy Whitman. So he knows what to look at, and it's really been a team effort. Bill Berg and myself and Steve Wise is my office, as well as Clyde Hall and Scott Beasy and Dwayne himself.
And Reese, you are also quoted as saying it's a mountain site with a seaside feeling. What do you mean by that?
Well, I designed the Playa Grande course on the coast of the Dominican Republic, North Coast, and that was cliffside over the ocean. This is cliffside over the valley. It's right on the edge of Lookout Mountain. So it's almost like a Pebble Beach piece of property, because we have holes that really go back and forth on the cliffside, and it's got a flow to it like Pebble Beach. It's just a natural piece of property. It's got the back nine really has such diverse holes. You're never going to feel like you're the same place anywhere in the property once you play the next hole. We cleared most of the site because it was one of these sites where you wanted to look out over the valley off of Lookout Mountain, and you also want to look interior and inward to the holes that are coming up. I think when the people play it for the first time, they're just going to be so anticipating every hole that comes up next, because every hole has a distinctive topography, different natural features. The 11th hole is one of the most natural par threes. It's surrounded by rocks. The first hole plays over a little canyon. The 9th and 10th holes are right along the edge of the cliff. The 18th hole finishes on the edge of the cliff. The 17th hole plays through rock outcrops. I think people are going to travel from all over the world just to play Macklemore and stay at the wonderful hotel that Dwayne Horton is creating.
And speaking of Macklemore and holes over the edge, the 18th hole at the current Macklemore golf course has been named one of the best finishing holes in all of golf. Where does it rank for you?
Well, it's right up there in the top. I mean, Bill Bergen and I, this is our third golf course. Third golf course we're doing together. And, we just are a great team. We think alike. We know how the average player plays and how the good player plays. Bill himself played on the tour, so he definitely knows how the good player plays. But it's really a golf course designed for everyone. And I think that the team effort, and Steve Weiser from my office and Clyde Hall, the shaper, I hired him right out of college. So he's worked with me probably on 40 or 50 golf courses. So the communication has been spectacular. And that's why I think building it slowly and properly, we're going to have something for everybody to enjoy for a long, long time.
Reese, let's expound a little bit on that. When you're putting a golf course design together, whether it's one of your own designs, a renovation, or you're working with somebody like Bill, How do you keep the average player in mind? So when you're constructing that golf course and the layout, for us that are coming up there, whether it's going to be a public course, a private course we're going to join, or it's a resort course that we're coming to for the first time, how do you keep the average player in mind with your designs?
That's a great question. I think it's because we emphasize the ground game as well as the aerial game. The greens can be accessed for the most part, unless a natural feature is in front of them, like a number one or number 11. So most of the holes can be accessed on the ground as well as the air. When we don't have that ability, we can have an alternate approach. You can play away from the trouble to a pocket, so you don't have to carry the hazard. So I think we really think of the average golfer long before we think of the more proficient golfer. We have back tees because Charlie Reimer is very influential in that, and we call them the Charlie tees. But they'll be rarely played. At Torrey Pines, they never play the back tees on a regular basis. They only play them in the U.S. Open or in the Farmers Insurance Open. So I think that may be the way. Every once in a while, we'll let some of the good players, if they have a college tournament, et cetera, we'll let them play those back tees. But for the most part, the middle tees are where we're designing the golf course from.
Reese, I want to talk about some of your other golf course designs, and I'm headed over to Hilton Head in a couple of weeks. And you've designed several private courses in that area, including one that I've heard so many great things about, and that's Hague Point Club on Dufusky Island. It's been a Golf Digest Top 100 course ever since you designed it back in 1989. Talk about how spectacular that golf course is.
Well, it was just, I built it for International Paper, and they let me lay out the golf course first, and then they put the housing second. They wanted a great golf course in Hilton Head, because Hilton Head does have great golf, and so they wanted us to compete, and I think we exceeded their expectations because it was ranked both in the top 100 Golf Digest and the world list from Golf Magazine. So it's really resonated, and it plays next to the Calabogie Sound. It plays to the Calabogie Sound. It plays down to a sandbar on the Calabogie Sound, and the views and the trees just make it a very, very enjoyable visual experience as well as a playable golf course. So it's just been one of those golf courses that stood the test of time, and every once in a while we go back and tweak it a little bit, but it's really a very special place.
I hear the 17th hole is something to behold. Tell me about that hole.
Well, that's a drop shot par three to a green on the in the sandbar, right next. You cross the wetland to a high spot that abuts the Calabogie Sound. So visually, it's exciting. Also, it's a do or die shot, when you're trying to save your score in your round, or you're trying to beat your buddy, or maybe win a little money, it's a muscle tightening shot. And then 18 is a par five that comes uphill. It's very birdieable, smallest green on the golf course, elevated green, but there's a chance of hitting that green too. So the beauty of all these golf courses that I've designed, like Hague Point or Macklemore, is that they're suitable for every caliber player. You have holes that you can make up ground, you can make birdies, you have holes that really are swing holes, and then you have holes where you really have to work hard to make par. And I think that's what both Macklemore and Hague Point are all about.
A little further north and west, up in Utah, Victory Ranch looks like an amazing golf course with incredible views. What was it like when you went up there for the first time and saw that property?
Well, we looked at lots of, there's a very large property. And with the developer, we looked at all kinds of opportunities. There was the riverside land, and then we had this rugged land that really overlooked the major reservoir in the area. And we decided on going with more rugged land that makes it just it's a mountain golf course. I mean, it's just got phenomenal views of the mountain. It's got phenomenal views of the reservoir. It's the site itself, even if you don't look outward, it's very spectacular to be on and look at. And then the flow of the holes, the developer really gave us the best land to have golf holes that really work and suit the shot you're required to hit. And it's a very fair golf course. but it's just, it's an experience. I mean, and I think that's what Bill Bergen and I are doing at Macklemore also. We're just building a golf course as well as a golf experience. And if you have a great site like Victory Ranch or Macklemore, it's a lot easier to do that.
Reese, on the public side, Lake of Isles up in Connecticut is a wonderful course. The North Course has been named by Golf Week as one of the best public golf courses that you can play. It's rated number one in the state of Connecticut. Talk about what people are going to see there.
Well, that was the old Boy Scout camp. It goes around a huge lake. It was 1,000 acres, and they allowed us to choose the best land for the golf because there's no other development other than two golf courses on that property. And again, it's tree-lined. The vegetation has never been touched. It's really mature. It has elevation changes. It comes into play with the water. And I think it's probably, it could host a major event also if they ever wanted to, because it's not far from a major population base. And it's just a golf course that gets ranked highly because it's both playable, but really very challenging.
So you talk about choosing the land. How do you go about choosing what the best parcel of land is going to be? If you've got a large area that you have at your disposal, how do you narrow it down and figure out what is going to be the best layout and the best land for the golf course to sit on?
Well, we're very fortunate this year to have the technology at our disposal where we really can look at the mapping, and it really tells you almost how the land looks, almost more than the land itself, because in many cases, like Lake of Isles, it was completely wooded. When we did Cascada in Las Vegas for the Caesars Hotel, it was built actually for the MGM Hotel, but they sold it to Caesars. I found that land by helicopter, and we looked all over the valley to find the best land for best golf, and I call that a desert dune because all the holes are in valleys between rock outcrops. But because we had the ability to have the mapping, we had the ability to fly over the site and really find the holes, I think that's the real trick. Nobody really talks about the routing. Like at Lake of Isles, it's phenomenal routing. Macklemore, you really can't find a better routing than that anywhere. And I think people don't emphasize the routing. They really emphasize the length of holes, the green contours, et cetera. And they take the routing for granted. But I think that's a very, very important aspect of it. And I think that's something that we really work very hard at.
Is that the same sort of process you guys went through at the Outpost? Because that was nothing but woods and rocks and things of that nature. How'd you figure out how to lay the golf course on that piece of property?
Well, we knew the topo. We knew how the holes would flow. We didn't actually know where all the rock was until we cleared it. That's how we found the 11th hole. When I did Ocean Forest, we didn't know where all the dunes were, but we had to avoid the wetlands that were caused by the dunes. So we put all the holes in the right place, but we found them because the topo was so accurate. And I think that's the case with the Outpost. The mapping that Dwayne Horton gave us was phenomenal. So when we actually cleared it, we were actually flabbergasted when we found the 11th hole. I mean, when you finally play it, you're gonna know what I'm talking about. But it's a one of a kind hole.
Locally here in Atlanta, Echelon Golf Club has been named a top 20 course in the state of Georgia. The practice facility is one of the best in the entire country. Talk about all the things that that course has to offer.
Well, again, rugged piece of property. So if you have a rugged piece of property that you can actually work the holes on, like we did Sacramento on the Cape, and it really is, it makes the golf experience really dramatic, challenging. Every hole is distinctive. Every hole has a different twist. And I think that's what Echelon is all about, because it was a rugged piece of property that our routing fit on it, but every hole has a change in personality. And I think that's why it's so popular. We built it initially hoping it would be the home course for Georgia Tech, but I think eventually it was just too far away from the school. So now it's a high-end public facility that is very, very much in demand.
You talk about courses having personality, and I think that's one of the wonderful things about your designs. They're not cookie-cutter golf courses. Talk about making sure that your courses do have a personality of their own. The holes have a personality of their own. so that it's not just something that someone could pick up and say, I've played a course just like this last week?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think my era of golf course architects, Pete Dye and Bob Cupp and Jack Nicklaus and Tom Fazio, we really all tried to do something different on every site. And we didn't want everybody to say, oh, I recognize it. In fact, if they asked who the architect was, I think that's a major compliment, because we didn't want the bunker style to be the same on every golf course. We didn't want the green style to be the same. If you have a shorter golf course, a shorter site, you might build smaller greens like we did at Golden Horseshoe in Williamsburg. And I think that I just hope that when my career is over, that people won't necessarily be able to recognize the design as my design. They'll have to ask and then say, oh, I didn't recognize that. So I think that's what all of us in our area really wanted.
Reese, your course down in Savannah, Southbridge Golf Club, can now boast having the champion golfer of the year, Brian Harmon, as a member. He grew up there. He won the club championship there before he was even old enough to drive. He tells the story about how the club champion gets a preferred parking spot, but he wasn't old enough to drive when he won, so they built him a bike rack, which I think is hilarious. But talk about the golf course that Brian grew up on.
Well, it's right on Highway 95, and when it was first opened, it's a public golf course within a real estate development, and I built it for several friends of mine, Jim Haslam and Brooke Simmons, and it's a very, very popular golf course, and I've been a Brian Harmon fan ever since he was a kid, because I knew he was quite a player coming out of that golf course, just like Kevin Kisner came out of my Woodside plantation golf course. So it's kind of fun watching those two guys grow up and become very successful on the tour, having grown up on one of my golf courses. And it's always been a very successful and popular public golf course because it's so accessible, it's so close to the city of Savannah. In fact, Brian was asked what course, if he had one last course to play, what course he would play. He said Southbridge, because that's where I grew up and that's where I have my roots, and that I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for Southbridge. So I think that community has to be very, very proud of that.
When you're putting in a private course or a semi-private course, particularly if it's a redesign project that you're brought in on, did the members get any input about what you're trying to build or what you see? I mean, they're going to be left with what that golf course is. Is there any level of interaction and feedback from what the membership might want to see?
I think more so today, yes. I think the internet has made a lot of the members, the committee members, and the executive committee people are more wary of designs. I think they really do want it to be playable and enjoyable and something that they can play every day and really never get tired of it. And I think we do a lot of presentations. We're doing Addison Reserve down in Delray right now. We just did Broken Sound in Boca Raton over. We did both the Breakers courses, Ballon Isles, up in West Palm Beach. So, and all those projects, not the Breakers, we worked with the committee there and really with Mark Reed, just one person. But when you work with these communities, you work with the committees to make presentations. We're about to start Broken Woods in Boca and then Deering Bay near Miami. And in all those cases, we work with the executive committee and we make presentations and really allay the fears that it's going to be too hard. I think that's what their major concern. So they also don't want us to dumb it down. So we have to decide what's best for them. And ultimately, the great pleasure that Greg Muirhead, Bryce Swanson, and Steve Weiser and I get is when we get such positive feedback that it's enjoyable to be played by every caliber player and even the shorter hitters.
Reese, when I think about you and what you do, I kind of envision you as kind of an artist carving a golf course out of a land canvas. Are you ever a frustrated artist when you look back at a hole or a course you've designed and think, I'd sure like to get that one over?
Well, yeah, we go back to our courses and make changes. In fact, right now we're doing this at the Waldorf Astoria, which is inside the gates of Disney World, where they added to the hotel, which forced us to rethink 17, 18. We made 18 a par 4 and 17 a par 5. Fortunately, had a par 5 green to begin with. And now we're redoing the bunkers and adding some of the greens, opening some of the entrances, because as it's played by the public and by the hotel guests, the pro learns and the staff learns what people really think are you know, difficult or too easy. And so we go back to a lot of our golf courses, like we did at the Holly, which we've been working on. We just rebunkered the entire golf course. It just reopened this year just to get it ready for the KPMG tournament, but it's also to make it better for the members and more playable and make the bunkers more accessible and easier to hit out of and really more challenging and also make the hole a little bit more thought-provoking. So we do go back to our golf courses quite often and really tweak them.
Reese, we talked earlier about running into a lot of rock up at Macklemore and the Outpost. Have you ever run into some unforeseen challenges during the process of building a golf course, something you didn't expect? Or is the technology that good now that you don't have to worry about that sort of thing?
Well, yeah, I think the rock is the issue. You don't know. Lake of Isles, we really had to we never knew when we could hit rock and when we hit soil. So we just had to go as we went. We're doing the same thing at Macklemore. That's why it's turning out to be such a phenomenal golf course, because we're designing it in the field and as the lay of the land allows us. In fact, one of the par fives will have a little bit of a blind second shot, which is old school and classic because of the rock outcrop. There's nothing we could do about that, but it's going to be one of the best holes on the golf course. So I think that sometimes, like at Ocean Forest, we didn't know the wetlands were where they were, but it worked out perfectly so that we could really filter the holes between them. But sometimes you get a surprise, mainly when you have wooded sites and you can't really walk the site thoroughly before you start.
On the flip side of that coin, have you ever been going down a design path and you put it all in and you stand back and you look at it and go, man, that's so much better than even I anticipated it would be?
Well, yeah, when I did, to some degree, that's happening a lot. Because, you know, you make these presentations, like Coral Ridge was our family club in Fort Lauderdale. It was my father's design and it was his course. And then the family sold it 15 years ago and we rebuilt it during the pandemic. The comments from the members was that you undersold this project. I mean, you didn't tell us how great it was going to be. And now it's one of the best courses in Florida, if not whole Southeast. And they host the U.S. Open qualifier on it. And but again, I really wanted to do what my father wanted, and I wanted to make the changes that he would have liked to have made and bring it into the 21st century. So I had a good model. The same thing with both the Breakers golf courses. I mean, we transformed Breakers Golf. If they weren't a seaside resort, they'd be selling themselves as a golf resort, because the golf courses are that enjoyable to play. So I think to some degree, even they were surprised at how many people love the redesign.
Reese, just a couple more before I let you go, and update us on the project you're working on now.
Well, we're really kind of all over the place. We're about to open the Monster Golf Course in the Catskills, where the old Concord Hotel was. That's a casino now. We're working on a course in Asama in Japan to host another championship event. We get a lot of championship golf courses in Japan, because like this year at Ibaraki, they're having the Japan Open. And then we also designed Gotemba, which hosts the Taiheo Masters. We're working in a new resort course in near Sao Paulo, Brazil, and doing a lot of remodeling projects in Florida. We're just trying to just keep busy on the remodeling, but then a lot of new stuff is popping up right now. So there's about three new projects. I can't really tell you where they are yet, but they're all about to start. So new golf courses are starting to come into being again, not just the remodels, but it's been kind of fun working this period of time, because it's been a lot of rethinking and a lot of new thinking. So it's a very good time in golf.
So Reese, how can our listeners stay up to date with all the great things you're out there doing, whether they're following you online or it's on social media?
Well, I'm not online. So I guess I'm a dinosaur in that respect, but I'm not on social media either, because I really don't have time to answer all that stuff. I think they can get a lot from the different websites and all my clients have really good websites. So I think they get it's a little bit harder. You're absolutely right now for the everyday person to find some of these places because you don't have a lot of the golf magazines, and they don't really talk about the projects coming in to being as much as they do about the projects that have already opened. I think that's a very good question, but I think the word's going to get out about a lot of the golf courses that are being built today.
Well, Reese, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your very busy schedule to come back and be a part of the show again this week. It's always a huge thrill to get to spend some time with you. I hope we get the privilege of hearing more of your stories and getting up to date with all the great projects you're working on again very soon.
Well, I appreciate that, and I look forward to being back again.
I appreciate that. Take care, Reese. All the best to you and your family. We'll catch up again soon.
Great. Thanks a lot.
See you, Reese.
Okay.
That is the great Reese Jones, folks, and he has got so many wonderful golf courses all over the world, like I say in his intro, and some of the ones that we talked about tonight. I tell you, I couldn't be more impressed with the work that he's done. I've had the privilege of being up at Macklemore, as you guys know, for the last several years, and I'm very much looking forward to getting out to see the Outpost because, as he said, and I've heard several other players or other people involved in this project telling me how spectacular it is, and I don't doubt for a second it's all of that and more. Look, when you're the guy that has worked on courses like Torrey Pines and Cog Hill and Oakland Hills and Pinehurst, and I could go on and on and on. Again, well over 225 projects that Reese has been involved with, and there's a reason why he's in a couple of Hall of Fames. So when you think about the work that he has done and the work that he continues to do, and like I say, I'm going to be over in Hilton Head here in a couple of weeks, and Hague Point is something that I have heard many people that have been over there, and a few that it is a private golf course, but I know a few guys that have had the privilege of going out there and playing it, and how they brag about how fantastic that golf course is, that is something to behold as well. So look, he is out there doing work on US Open sites, PGA sites, KPMG sites, Ryder Cup venues, Walker Cup venues. Again, there's a reason why people continue to knock on his door all the time, and he is as busy as he is, because he is one of the all-time greats. And like I say, we're very privileged to get some time with him tonight, and I'm already looking forward to the next time that we get to have a little bit more.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.